This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. At NATO headquarters in Brussels, Belgium today, Iraqi officials are asking for help with border security and military equipment and more. A lot of the aid that this country has promised Iraq has been slow getting there. Dan Snyder is a foreign affairs columnist for the San Jose Mercury News. U.S. spending practices in Iraq, he says, need more attention.
Last year, the White House asked Congress for $18 billion it said was urgently needed to reconstruct Iraq. But when the American occupation closed up shop last month, it turned out only a tiny fraction of that money, $333 million, had actually been spent. But while the occupation found it hard to spend American money, it shoveled Iraq's own money out the door with unseemly haste. Before it handed over authority to the new Iraqi government, the Coalition Provisional Authority spent or committed almost every dime of about $21 billion in the Development Fund for Iraq. That fund was established by the United Nations to manage Iraq's oil revenue. In the last 2 months alone, the CPA doubled the payments out of the Iraqi fund. In one meeting on May 15th, the CPA authorized spending $2 billion in Iraqi money. A UN resolution requires that the new Iraqi government honor those commitments. Why has the Iraqi money been spent so easily? Some of it went to fund Iraqi ministries. But the simple answer is that there's almost no oversight over what the CPA did with the dough. Since the uproar over the award of a $7 billion no-bid contract to Halliburton, Dick Cheney's old company, Congress imposed tougher controls over spending. It required publication of all contract awards, competitive bidding, and multiple audits. In contrast, the CPA provided just the barest information on how the Iraqi money was spent. No details on who got contracts, and no apparent restriction on sole source contracts. There's nothing wrong with spending Iraq's money, but who gets it has been decided behind closed doors, and largely not by Iraqis. And American firms, not Iraqis, appear to have benefited most. The decisions were made by a program review board made up mostly of Americans, along with representatives of the Australian and British governments, and a couple of members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi government. The U.N. set up an international board to monitor the Iraqi fund and to appoint an independent auditor to ensure the transparent use of the money. But the international board only recently began to exercise oversight, and the auditors really began work in April, and they report the CPA was less than cooperative. When the audit firm asked for information on sole source contracts, the CPA repeatedly refused to hand it over. One of the recipients of the Iraqi money appears to be, no surprise here, Halliburton. It got the bulk of almost $2 billion spent to import cooking gas and other fuel into Iraq, according to the Washington Post. The bottom line is that the new Iraqi government inherits a treasury that is nearly empty. Of course, if the Iraqis need money, they can always knock on the door of the new U.S. ambassador, who still has that $18 billion left to dole out. I wonder how the newly sovereign Iraqi government will feel about that.
Dan Snyder, he's a nationally syndicated foreign affairs columnist for the San Jose Mercury News.